a belief in your mind that Senator Reid's outlandish comments last Wednesday, which Democrats are even have a hard time keeping in line and keeping a straight face and backing up, his outlandish comments that Mitt Romney hasn't filed taxes in 10 years or paid taxes in 10 years, according to an anonymous source who happens to be a Bain investor. As you know, with most of these investment agencies and companies, most investors really know the income tax of most of the CEOs. Why would a Bain investor even know that? And then it was doubled down on later in the week and then tried to be backed up with on Sunday, but basically segued immediately to why doesn't Mitt Romney just prove Senator Reid wrong and release his taxes? From Debbie Wasserman Schultz to Ed Rendell saying the same exact thing, even Jay Carney yesterday. It makes you think for sure the White House or the reelection committee, campaign committee, is in concert with Harry Reid. What is your belief? I believe absolutely. Twitter.com/Kilmeade and KilmeadeandFriends.com to weigh in. Joining us now, a man who really looks at these things with coming from great experience. He's one of the deep thinkers in America today. Stephen Hayes. Let's hope he's in a deep thinking mood. A columnist for the Weekly Standard.
I totally disagree with you.
You totally disagree with me?
No, my wife would totally disagree with you.
That you're a deep thinker?
She'd laugh. Deep thinker?
Absolutely.
Like, come on, he's changing diapers all the time.
Well, Stephen, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
I've been good. Busy. You too.
I can imagine. We're getting close to it. 3 weeks, I'm sure you'll be at the convention with us.
Definitely, yep. Looking forward to it.
All right, so in those sometime in the next 3 weeks, we're going to get the VP pick. How soon?
That's a good question. I mean, there is certainly a window at the end of this week. I think there's some question as to whether he would actually do it that way. There had been concerns about doing it when Ann Romney was out of the country. She was in London watching her horse, Rafalka, compete at the Olympics, and that horse now, as of today, is not going to be going on. So she's sort of freed up. Romney has some events. He's got an event in Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow. He's got a fundraiser Thursday morning in New York. I think he's doing something in New Jersey Wednesday night, but then not much scheduled Thursday and Friday. So there's this opening, you know, for people who are over analyzing and reading tea leaves and everything. There's certainly an opening at the end of this week if he chose to do it at that point.
At the end of this week, I guess they want to maximize the exposure because Barack Obama cannot trump the VP pick unless there's some type of international crisis, you have to think. So this will be his chance in the sun, just like the Republican convention. The Democrats aren't going to be able to steal the attention unless there's, and we hope it doesn't happen, an international crisis. But are you staggered, Stephen, by my unofficial count, this whole debate on releasing your taxes, Harry Reid going out there as a battering ram and then switching the whole point of conversation to, well, why doesn't he just release his taxes again?
Right.
This is really the third time. The Bain Capital outsourcing jobs 2002. Mitt Romney says, I wasn't even there then. Trap. It turns out they have paperwork that says technically he was or wasn't there. Debate on, distraction put into play. The first time that I remember was the women's rights. Now, all of a sudden, this was a big debate on contraception. Who's for it? Who's against it? Stephanopoulos, ridiculous question, turns into Republicans don't want women to have rights or anti-contraception. This is the third time it's been a setup and then a right cross. When is the Romney campaign going to wise up?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is what's interesting. I mean, what Harry Reid has done is both disgraceful and, I think, unfortunately, very effective. Because what did people talk about all weekend? I mean, it's a totally scurrilous attack. It's you know, it's sort of the harshest kind of attack. It's the kind of thing that people are used to coming out of Washington, where people hold politicians in such low regard. It's certainly not out of the norm for somebody like Harry Reid, who's been doing this for much of his career. But it's been effective. You've had other Democrats, I'd say, amplify these questions. It took the original approach of the Obama campaign, which was effectively to ask a question, right? They said, what is Mitt Romney hiding? Well, Harry Reid answered that question. He doesn't really have any evidence, so far as we know, to back it up. He claims that he talked to somebody, but he's now provided an answer. And so we spent the second consecutive weekend talking about Mitt Romney's tax returns. And, you know, to the extent that it's been a distraction, I would argue that it's been a distraction that has, to some extent, worked.
I'll give you that. And to this point, Ed Rollins weighed in, and he seemed to be jumping on the Democratic's camp bandwagon, cut 11.
Do you think he should release more taxes?
I think he should release more taxes.
Really?
Sure, absolutely.
But you know it's not going to satisfy the Democrats, and they're simply going to look at it, and obviously there are shelters in there, you know, perfectly legal shelters.
At the end of the day, you come to a point where you basically give a little bit more and you move forward, and he's got to do that. 2 years is not enough, obviously.
Steve, I was surprised Ed Rollins said that. Do you feel the same way?
You know, I used to feel the same way. Honestly, I thought, Romney should maybe put on another 5 years or something. It's true that it'll never satisfy Democrats. They'll ask for more. That's fine. I mean, they can do that forever. I think at a certain point, if you're reasonable, you put out 5 years. That makes some sense. I would say, in light of these attacks from Harry Reid, Romney's attitude should be, in effect, go to hell. You know, we've seen that you're willing to lie about my taxes no matter what I do. So why would I give you something more to attack? It doesn't make any sense. You're going to make stuff up. You've shown yourself willing to do that. I'm not playing your game.
Stephen Hayes is our guest. You always watch him on Special Report, read his stuff whenever he writes it at the Weekly Standard. Stephen, I believe that the rest of this month, for the last 3 weeks leading into the campaign, it's got to be three quarters about Mitt Romney, his bio, and his policies that we can understand, us human beings, non-international business experts. And it should be less about Barack Obama, because we've heard the attacks going back and forth. We kind of get nowhere with them. They kind of neutralize each other. And a lot of people are saying, I still don't know what he'll do and who he is. Do you agree?
I do. I absolutely agree. I mean, I think I've got this imperfect analogy, and it works on some level. I think of the country right now as a sense like we're a group of hikers lost in the wood. And what you've got from Barack Obama is a guy who wants to lead us out. And he says, look, we've come for 3.5 years. We've come in this direction. I know that the way out is forward, and that's the way I'm leading you. And here are the five ways that we're going to get there. On the other hand, from Mitt Romney, you're saying basically, like, look, this guy hasn't gotten us out of the woods yet. And then nothing more.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got to provide people, I think, both in terms of substance and in terms of tone, a tone of authority, and say, here is exactly where we're going. Here is how we're getting out. This is how we're going to do it. And the reason you should believe me is because I've done this before.
And I've done it before. And I also think you have to attack this statement. His policies has what gotten us in this mess in the first place. The president says that every time. And then now he's getting even more specific. Listen.
If this sounds like an idea that's difficult to explain or sell to the American people, you'd be right. So there are all kinds of different gymnastics being performed by the Romney campaign last week. They have tried to sell us this trickle-down tax cut fairy dust before. And guess what? It does not work.
Does it work? Can he stop it right there and say, well, wait a second. What got us out of the recession during the Carter years? What kept us going through the Clinton years? You know, and what got us 52 straight months of economic growth during the Bush years? And should we redefine what caused the collapse without pointing figures, but understand that trickle-down economic, that if you're going to blame George Bush, you also got to blame Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I think that would be one way to defend it. I would actually do something slightly different. I would in effect make that argument and then make it bigger. Make this a debate about Washington versus non-Washington. You know, who do you want directing this recovery? Who do you want leading us out of this? We've tried the Washington way. The president spent $1 trillion. He's, you know, loaded a health care plan on top of the country that we now know is going to cost significantly more than it was. He's doled out goodies to his buddies. And whether they're in unions or whether they're getting waivers or exemptions from his health care plan, he's given loans and guarantees and grants to green energy companies. And here's where we are. You know, I mean, the president, we've tried the Washington-centered way, and it's manifestly has not worked. This is what policy failure looks like. And then construct an argument that says, I'm a governor. I've done things from outside of Washington. I believe in letting you control your own money. I believe in letting taxpayers keep more of what they earn themselves rather than giving it to Washington for somebody else to waste. I think that's the kind of big picture argument and big picture contrast he needs to paint.
But in honesty, Stephen, I am not an economic expert, but I've read enough and talked to enough people, being that I have this great position here, to know that the Bush tax rates, whether you love them or hate them, the prescription drug plan or No Child Left Behind, even the wars did not cause the economic collapse.
Right. Right.
That is the reality we've been sold, and we're so busy. Other people and the listeners are so busy in their other walks of life, they don't have time to unwind those statements.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And look, you could make the kind of case that you're suggesting and build it into the case that I'm suggesting. I mean, you say, for instance, we know what inflated the housing market. It was the fact that the government insisted on giving on backing loans for people who couldn't afford the loans. We know that that led to this increased speculation. But this was all or largely Washington-driven. I mean, the problems come from Washington. They can't be solved by Washington.
Yeah, and basically what happened? Bill Clinton put that into place. George Bush maybe didn't do enough to stop it. So whose policies are they? And what was the goal? The goal was to give people the American dream of owning your own home a more of a reality. Maybe that was the goals were pure, but the methods were not. So what is he saying that he would do different? How is he fixing the housing market? Why isn't anyone making anybody make tough decisions? Governors are making their constituents make tough decisions, but at the federal level, they refuse to – they treat us like children.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, one of the things that I've been arguing, and we've been arguing at the Weekly Standard for a while, that we'd like the Romney campaign in general to go bolder, to make bigger arguments, not just focus on the economy and the latest unemployment reports, although everybody knows how important those are, but to make an argument, a big sort of basic argument about the direction of the country, and to provide this contrast, to make this election not just a referendum on the job that President Obama has been doing, which, you know, I think is, you know, you can make that case, but also to provide this alternative vision, to say, this is the way the president has led us, and here's how we're going to lead that's different. And that would include a discussion of entitlement reform, a discussion of debt and deficits, the real drivers of our debt, the things that have gotten us into this broader crisis beyond the economic crisis from 2008 and the ensuing difficulty that we've had getting out of it. But the big picture issues, I mean, we could have economic growth of 5%. Tomorrow, and it doesn't solve our long-term structural entitlement problems. It doesn't. And I would like a candidate who will speak to that.
Yeah, I think we're ready to have that conversation. We keep being told we're ready to have this conversation. We never have that conversation. And I just think the other thing to keep in mind in the backdrop that has Democrats concerned is last month they actually spent more money than they brought in with the Obama campaign. And he's the incumbent getting free Air Force One rides and with everything they can put underneath the realm of, well, that's part of my job. They still spent more than they brought in.
Yeah, he's going to be doing today two additional fundraisers in Washington, D.C., and the second of those will be his 199th fundraiser of this election cycle. I mean, that is absolutely staggering that the president has spent that much time doing active fundraisers, to say nothing of the fact that he's inundating his supporters, particularly his small-dollar supporters, with additional requests for money. They're trying to use this in a way. They're saying, look, Mitt Romney may actually win this election because he has more money, so give us more money now.
Stephen Hayes, you're making way too much sense. He's a columnist for the Weekly Standard. Always see him on Special Report, and I'll see you face-to-face in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Stephen Hayes, thanks so much. By the way, you should give President Dove some credit. Through all this, he's also able to play 100 rounds of golf. You're next.